This is Sierra Turi. It is October 1st, and the time is 11:05. I am here with...
This is David Baumgart.
And we're going to get started. All right. So...
Okay. I guess a little about myself real quick. I've been a member of this club for 55 years. So there are a lot of things I remember and some I don't. I grew up back here on the corner. So I've been around the festival all my life. I think what best describes the Nut Club is our first two letters, the W-E. It's a we club, where everybody works as a group and a team. My early recollections of the festival, like I said, when I growing up, I can remember they used to have different acts they would hire in. A lot of people won't remember, like they had Benny Pearl, they had Homer and Jethro, Hopalong Cassidy was in one time when I was little as a parade chairman. Mm-hmm. The festival was not as big. It used to be the last week in October around Halloween.
Oh.
And what they would do is the storefronts would put wood and stuff on the front and it looked like an old West town. Everybody would dress up in like an old Western clothes. It was started back like since 21. It's been going ever since. I've seen it grow. I mean, in the size, of course, with the economy, everything gets bigger and better. Some of the things I can remember back in the early festival is I can remember being little and coming home one time, and I was probably in grade school, and all of a sudden it was amazing. Somebody had a corn dog over here, and that was when corn dogs kind of first came out. Now that's a staple in a festival. Trying to think what all, you know, like I said, I've seen it grow in the size and the people. And the booths used to be little booths everybody built, and everybody's going to trailers on it. You know, there's a lot, it used to be a lot of professional people on the street. Now we've gotten it down to where it's all local people, nonprofits, for that's how they make their money. And professionals are not allowed on the Franklin Street anymore. I'm trying to think what I can remember. I guess the jumping back and forth, the club was started by a bunch of businessmen on Franklin Street. And it's growing from there. And now it's people from all over the West Side and in Vanderbilt County. The size, the membership is growing. When I first came in, back in 63, there was probably 100 somewhat people in the club. I got involved with the Nut Club even before then because I worked for a place on Franklin Street where Nut Club members would hang out. So I kind of got involved with them. The festival, like I said, you know, it just keeps growing and growing and growing. And, you know, the amount of money that it generates is probably hard to fathom because all these booths on Franklin Street are making their money for their expenses for the year. Some of these booths may make, you know, $10,000 for a week. Some may make $20,000 for a week, which is a lot of money.
Yeah.
Think like this. We've improved our safety over the years. You know, we've always tried to keep it family orientated so you can come down here with your children and not feel worried about having a problem. Not that we don't have problems, but I think the police department will tell you over the years it's been patrolled where we have a minimal amount of problems for the size we are.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a question, jump in. I mean, I don't know what you're wanting to know. Like I said, the club's does a lot with our money through the years. You know, we've built habitat houses. We go around to the different schools and parks and remodel them every year at our cost. We do it. If you're wanting to know some of the old things the Nut Club used to do, would you be interested in that?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Well, back years ago, the Delta Queen used to stop here, the riverboat, and we would go down with buses and take people off and give them free tours of the city to show them off Evansville. That was one of the things we did. Franklin Street, when I was young, which is many years ago, was a thriving community. There were grocery stores, banks, clothing stores, jewelry stores. And Friday night, you would come on Franklin Street and it was busy with people. It would just pack because people would come in and do their shopping. And during Christmas, we'd always put up a nativity scene in the library park and have choirs that would sing to entertain the people. So the club has always been active in stuff in the West Side, keeping it going. We've sponsored basketball teams, at tournaments and stuff. But we do a lot of things that people don't realize, and really, we don't like to advertise. It's not because we're a wee club. We want to go out and do stuff for the community because it's a civic club. And a lot of people don't realize that. They just know somebody think it's social, but it's civic. And all the members in here are, they work. They do the work themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, if you come down here Saturday night when we're closing down, and for years, the Nut Club, our members clean up the West Side. And if you come down at noon, you'd never know there was a festival down there. We've had different ride companies. The rides have gotten bigger. We've expanded that. I know I'm jumping around, but I'm trying to think of things I've seen. So.
Has it always been like a week long?
Yes. I think when it first started back in the 20s, I think it might have been 5 or 6 days. Dick Barkett's very good as far as he keeps the history of the club. Mm-hmm. And with me, you know, I remember stuff, but it's just been, you know, I've been around it so much, it's just not. But yes, as long as I can remember, it's always been a full week. But the food booths used to only take up, when I was little, only used to take up like a block or a block and a half.
So that's,
and now we're expanded to where there's like 130 booths. Then there might have been 20 or 30 if it expanded that much. It's just growing with the community. So if you have a question, jump in, because I don't really know what all to fill in about or,
Well, approximately, like, how many times have you been to the Fall Festival?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I grew up a block away. I remember one time getting in trouble because I snuck out the back door and went over there. So, I'm 75 years old, so I've probably been going to it basically all my life. I mean, I probably didn't start coming over with my parents. Probably didn't bring me over until I was like 6 or 7.
Right.
And then back then, times were different. When you were 11 and 12, it was nothing to go out during the day on the street.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say over 60 plus years, I've been like going back and doing stuff like that to the festival.
How often would you attend? Would you attend like every day per se, or once a week?
When I was young, yes, because, you know, you met your friends. When I got in the club, yes, I was active all week long. But as I get older, I do things about 4 days through the week.
Mm.
And so I don't do as much. We got the younger members, and they get active. So I kind of curtail back what I've done.
Yeah.
But you know, we do a lot of, like I said, a lot of activities. But, I mean, I think the biggest thing is we put on something for the people. For the West Side and for the city and for the counties around here,
mm-hmm.
And it's enjoyable. It's not a carnival. It's a fair, and the streets. I've always considered that the park and the games are for the younger people, and the older people like go up and down the streets to their food booths and mingle. So it's a place for both, and you know, and then you kind of mix. So it's just kind of a good mix, and it just, for some reason, other carnivals have came into town or shows like this to try it, and they just can't seem to make it.
Yeah.
But I think this is a tradition, and people just look forward because they see their friends. And if you really walk up and down the street, you'll see a lot of people who are sitting there are people watching. Just watching people go up and down the street. And they'll see people they may have not seen for a year, and they'll stop. And it's just kind of a little community get together that's enormous, got in size.
Yeah.
But then, you know, like I said, you know, as you may know, we've done a lot out in the university, out to USI and the different schools like that. So, you know, I've enjoyed it because I think the big thing I enjoy about it is all the members, when they come in, it's kind of like you're not better than anybody else, and nobody's better than you. It's kind of like you're a team in here, and nobody really is an I person and tries to be, you know, I'm in charge or this. Everybody works as a group, and we have people from all walks of life. And when we show up, we don't care what you do for a living. We care what you're going to do for your community on our civic basis thing down here, and that's what makes you a good member.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody is on a first name basis. I mean, basically, yeah, we have some judges, of course we'll call them judge, but I mean, but everybody is just we're an equal team when we do stuff. So is there anything about the festival that you've seen you have a question on I could answer?
I was going to see what was like a favorite memory that you have about the Fall Festival, about that?
Well, one of the favorite things I've been involved with, and I enjoyed most, I was lucky enough to get involved when we started our Special Kids Day, which has been 29 years. And I think that's one of the better things the club does. We bring those kids down here, which is tomorrow, and give them free rides, free food. It's their park for about 3 or 4 hours. And I think that's one of the better memories. And there's a lot of good memories of things we've done to help people and different things. But that'd probably be my top one on that as far as what, I mean, that's what this club is about, is to doing for other people. So I, you got another, I mean, and like I said, you know, I've seen so much stuff that just kind of, it's just a routine for me coming down here. But I enjoy it. I enjoy seeing the people have a good time. I'm glad all these people make money for their communities, for their organizations and stuff.
Are there any events in particular that you would like to see added to the Fall Fest that aren't currently in
motion? You know, I don't think so, because I think we have tried entertainment, paying for professional entertainment, and it doesn't seem to make any difference. Mm-hmm. People are coming down here. And, you know, the biggest thing I always concern with is I want to see a week go through with no problems.
Yeah.
And if we have no problems, the festival's been a success, and whatever we make and we spend. And, you know, I don't think the club gets caught up into the money aspect as much as we want to have a show to put on for the public. We want them to leave here with a good memory and no bad memories, and, you know, feel like they got the short end of a stick or something. We want them to have a good time down there. And that's what makes it good for us. So,
how does the Nut Club organize its members to get the job, like, done?
Well, what you do is you have different committees. There's a lot of different committees in this club, and you have a chairman and two co-chairmen, excuse me, and a lot of times they'll work somebody up through that committee, say, like, well, just downstairs in the office. We laugh, it's kind of the older guys, but they have people down here who will do the office, and you answer questions, we're here to maintain things like that. You'll have the street concessions. You know, people will work on that committee, and they'll every year you have a different chairman that works up, and people work on a committee. And a lot of people prefer different jobs. I mean, we have people all walks of life. I mean, like, we have some people, like when we're setting the stage up, that's their forte, sort of doing stuff like that. The people who run the park down there, I mean, it's anybody could theoretically do it, but it's a business down there of what's going on. So everybody is kind of, members can come in when they get active. They say a member who kind of enjoys this committee more so than another one. Then they just start working them through. So everybody gets involved that way. And everybody's welcome on any committee they want to work on, too.
Do you have specific duties?
To myself?
Yeah.
Not really. I took honorary about 10 years ago, which technically, that means they put me out to pasture if I want to be. But I still active. I come down and help on different jobs. I don't take chairmanships anymore. I think the young ones should do that and come up. And I'm kind of around as an advisor. You know, I'll sell tickets a couple days this week and help with the special kids. And I was down here setting up on the street concessions yesterday, helping up on one of the blocks, setting things in. So I'm kind of a helper now. You know, I enjoy doing that. You know, I've been there, done that, as they say. And young one needs to get involved, because if you don't get them involved, they don't stay. And this club is very good about getting everybody involved and keeping them busy and active.
So what about in the past? You mentioned that, you know, you've been there, done that.
Well, you know, I've had the parade, I've had the park, I've had Kids Day, I've had, you know, different committees like that over the years. I've worked through them. And then I've worked on probably every committee as a helper, because, like I said, I've been in 55 years, so I've been around most of the committees. And now I just kind of I help where I can. You know, I don't do as much as I used to, but the energy level is not like it was when I joined when I was 20, because I was probably the youngest person to ever get in the Nut Club. I got in at 20, but now it is 21, which it should be. The organization, so I have the reputation. Everybody tells me, you know, I got in when I was a baby, but I just turned 20 when I joined. So, like I said, I've seen, you know, just been around the club all my life like that. So I just enjoy it, and I enjoy the people. I mean, just a great bunch of guys. I mean, you could ask any of them for anything, and they'll help you. They'll work with you.
Yeah.
It's just a unique group, you know. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like it.
And we'll have festival people come in with the carnival people with the games or the rides for the first time, and they just can't understand how we can get all these guys to do stuff. And at every night, Nut Club members clean up Franklin Street. I mean, we physically do it ourselves. And it's kind of a fun thing. They go down there and they laugh and they kid around, but they get it done. Mm-hmm. So it's not really a job. It's just, we're like a bunch of little kids. Our wives pack our lunches, send us off to school and tell us to behave.
Yeah.
And we have fun. But I mean, we're serious. I mean, it's a very serious organization what we do, but we enjoy doing it, which makes it not a job.
Yeah.
It makes it easier to do and participate. So, like I said, anything else? I mean, I could, you know, there's things we've done over the years. I mean, we've gone to parades and things, but you know, it just, the biggest thing is it's just a wee group. It's a bunch of guys that just love working together. And I mean, and we laugh and we joke around, but we seriously get the job done. We really do get the job done. I mean, it just, and we have so many people in this club from almost every profession that if we need something done, we have somebody in the club who has the ability to, you know, lead the project. You know, they would chair the project because they're, if we like to go into a, you know, a habitat, we had some guys who were actually in construction. And people like me who can do minor construction around the house, we go there and they'll tell us what to do. But we have people that all work together as a team. It's a really good teamwork. It just, I think that's hard to find in an organization. And right. Like I said, the biggest thing is it's a we group. It's, you know, there's not like I did this or I did that. It's like we did it because it takes a team.
So with the committees, are you assigned to a project or do you get to choose what you would like to do?
Well, if somebody is in charge of a project, they'll just say, hey, I need members. Show up. But we'll have people, maybe, like I said, a chairman and two co-chairmen who will ramrod the job. They'll make sure all the supplies and materials are there, what we're going to do. And then they have people assigned to the committee. Like during the festival, the newer members will get on the committee and they're assigned. We have a roster book of our committees and there's names on there. Mm-hmm. But there are also people whose names are not on that committee will jump in and help if they need more help.
Right.
So it's kind of an assigned deal.
Right.
And the guys will ask for it, or in the festival chairman, he'll start picking his co-chairman, and then they'll pick people who they know. And when I say qualified, I'm not saying they are not qualified, but there's some people like, you know, announcers are better at speaking, or some people who are like the public facilities, I mean, which are the restrooms. You got guys who, you know, they're maybe plumbers or something. They're really better fitted for that job, but they would help on the other side if they're needed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how the committees are formed. And then, you know, instead of somebody wants on one, they say, hey, I'm joining. They go,
all right,
come on aboard. Yeah. So there's not, I mean, there's very little, I mean, I won't say there's never been any animosity in the club. I mean, we've got over 400 members, but basically everybody works together as a group. And I think that's our secret, you know, that we are as too.
Could you tell me a little bit more about the Nut Clubber attire? Because I know you guys all wear, I see you guys
yes,
have hats.
Yes, we have the, and this started back with the original, when the Nut Club guys get it. And that's back when they were doing like the Western theme.
Mm-hmm.
They just adopted the straw hat and they just stuck with it.
Right.
And so that is with that. And the ties are just kind of a work tie. But also we like to stay with these hats, which brings up a good point, is during the festival, we tell people that if you have a problem, look for a hat and go to them.
Right.
If you have a problem with anything on the street, I mean, you know, you feel like somebody's shorts changed you or you see something, you think it's not right, just look for a hat. Or if it's a lost child, mostly lost children, look for a hat. We'll take care of the problem. We may not personally take care of the problem, but we'll know where to send you to have the problem taken care of. And I think that makes a presence on the street with holding down our problems, because there's so many Nut Club members up and down the street. We're flooding the place, and you're always going to see a hat out there, and people looking around say, whoops, there's somebody who can watch us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a good deterrent we do on that. It is. So, and that's how the attire came back. And when I first came in, we had a cane, and I don't know why, but it was tradition. They got away from that. Then we used to have bolo ties. We still have. But these we do every year. And also, if a guy doesn't have a hat on, he's got a tie, it marks us as a member
right.
out there that if you, you know, something's not right, come and see us. You know, we're answering things. Anything else, or?
Yeah. What do you personally think attracts people here? Like, what do you think is so appealing about the Fall Festival?
You know, I think it's been going on so long that it's just kind of a tradition, and people come down here because they either grew up around it, they'll come from out of town, or a lot of people come down here because I think our biggest factor is it's free. You can walk around here all night and see people you haven't seen for a long time and never spend a nickel.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, you know, if you want food and some parking lots charged, but basically, we feel like we're one of the larger, what we say, free fairs in the country. Like if you go to a state fair, it could cost you money.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't just walk around a state fair and see what's going on. We're here, people can just walk up and down the street and see friends, and there's no cost. And I think that's one of the factors. And then, like I said, just seeing old friends. It's just a meeting place. It's a gathering place. You know, it's just like a reunion every year. People come out here for a reunion. And you'll see people. I got down here 9:15 this morning, and there were already some people with their chairs sitting on the street, people watching. It just their thing. They just like to come down. And I think they feel safe down here. It's a nice atmosphere. Does that answer that question? Or?
Yeah, that was good.
Okay. But I think the free fair is what our biggest attraction is.
Yeah.
In fact, there's no gates. I mean, you know, and other places have to charge, but, you know, we don't have to. You know, that's not our purpose. Our purpose is, sure, I mean, we want to make money, but our main goal is also put on something nice for the public.
Right.
And I said the biggest thing is, I think it's tradition. It's been going on so long. You know, and, you know, like when it started, the bunch of businessmen and how it started, some say somebody threw an acorn on a table and said, from small acorns, large oak tree grow. Other people say, somebody said, oh, we're just a bunch of nuts, let's have some fun. But either way, it's just a, you know, and, you know, so that's, to me, is what the attraction would be, was the just seeing people. You know, you don't, you're not scared to come down. You know,
right.
You're not scared to walk around down there.
There's a lot of food booths, obviously, and I know you mentioned how, you know, there used to be a lot less. So was it always food-focused, or how did that kind of...
On the street, start? It was food-focused. There used to be some novelty booths, some people selling attire, but it got to the point, it just, for some reason, it's just changed over to food. And see, like, that is a big drawing card, too, because people can't wait to come down to their favorite booth, like, got to have a brain sandwich, you know,
yeah.
or a prawn, greasy prawn. I mean, it's a tradition, and then, and you know, the venues are a lot alike, but I think it just turned into people just can't wait to come down for the food. And that's a drawing part, too, I guess, a big part, so people come down. But that has changed over the years as far as having other stuff. And then that's where they decided... We have professional people in the park, and we have nonprofits on the street.
Right.
And I think there's still one profit on the street that's grandfathered in, and when they leave, they can't sell it to another organization. Mm-hmm. So we try to separate the two like that so these people can make money. So.
Have you ever tried anything really crazy? If so, what's the craziest thing you've ever tried here, would you say?
Kids laughed one year because I had, when they first came out with the grasshoppers, I tried one of the grasshoppers. I've tried the gator tail, but a lot of it sounds funny, but it's an oddball mix of food.
Right.
You know, like the donut bank donut on a hamburger. It just doesn't sound like something you want to go out and go, ugh. Virgo, I mean, things like that. So, yeah, I've tried things like that, but I don't think there's ever been anything really out. A couple of years they were selling ostrich burgers down here, but they just didn't go. I mean, I think it was a price or whatever, but they tried them a few years. But it just, you know, I go down through the menu and I'll see something kind of different, just a little bit, maybe a like Mark's sells these, well, I think they call them grenades, or a little sausage ball wrapped in bacon, or something like that. So that's, but yeah.
What advice would you give a person new to the Fall Festival?
a new member or a new person coming down?
Just a new person
coming
down.
Like if this is your first trip? You know, just come down and enjoy it. Just walk around. We have entertainment. You can join the entertainment. If you find something you like to eat, get something to eat. And you'll find all the people are friendly. You can say hi to somebody, they'll say hi back. Just walk around and enjoy the atmosphere. I think there's a nice atmosphere out there with the people where they really get into it. You know, it's just a good way to spend an afternoon or an evening walking around. Just enjoy the atmosphere. And like I said, we have the free entertainment on the stage, which is local groups, and just it's fun to people watch. I just love people watching. But you see people of all, you know, just people, just everybody, it's just neat. And everybody's having a good time. Kids laughing. I love to see the kids laughing and enjoying it with her, winning a little game in a park or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there anything else you would like to let people know about the Fall Festival?
If you come down here and you spend your money, you're helping your local neighbors if you're from around here. You're helping your churches and your civic groups. So if you're spending your money, you're helping them with their yearly budget. And and if you don't, that's fine too. Come down and enjoy it. But don't feel like you have to come down and spend a ton of money just because you're here. I'd say come down and just enjoy the atmosphere. I think the atmosphere is just kind of up all the time, and it's nice. And I think that's would be advice for people first coming down. Just walk around and take your time and take in the area and see what's going on and enjoy it.
All right, so you're in the Nut Club. How did you become a part of this organization?
Well, I worked at a place called Kissel Printers right across from the Library Park, and a lot of Nut Club members were constantly in there, so I got involved with them, and they finally said, well, why don't you join? So I was kind of active with them a little bit before I got in, and I got to meet a lot of the people and growing up over here on the corner, I knew a lot of the business people, and I liked the idea of doing something, and the satisfaction is with me, because I can feel like if I come out and help this club, and it's helped somebody, I get personal satisfaction out of that. And I think that's just what it's all about. I mean, it's not like, hey, I did this, I don't care about that. Well, I want to feel like, you know, I've helped somebody, and that's my way of giving back to community and you know, civic duty.
Were there other family members in the Nut Club of yours?
In my family? No, I'm the only one.
Only one?
I'm the oldest out of six kids, and I'm the only one who lives in Evansville. Everybody else is scattered. So. No, but I mean, I had relatives in here. So I've basically been around it all my life. So
right. So there's not like a legacy to live up to. You're just
Pardon?
There's not like a legacy to live up to. It's just you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, my son's has thought about it, but his what he does in his job. In this club, it is a working club, and if you join, you're basically expected to participate in the projects and the work, because that's what we're about. And he doesn't have the time, so he just. Just carrying a card is not what we were looking for in a member. And I don't mean that derogatory, but we're looking for people who don't mind coming out here. You know, you may have to go downtown with some political thing, or we may want you out on the street picking up trash.
Right.
So we need actually working members to keep us going, to keep us active. And that's what we have.
Sorry.
No, sorry.
Can you describe the initiation process?
Well, initiation is, it's, how can I say this? We have fun on initiation day. And with the times when I came in, initiations were more like initiations would be like they would, you know, now it's called harassment. Back then it was fun. But now we've toned back. We're basically what they do now. And like this year, initiates are the first thing to do. This year, they all went out to Burdett Park and built picnic tables.
Right.
So their project for that day was to do that. And then we go out to Twin Tires, and we kind of kid them around a little bit, like, why do you want to be in the club? And they give you a straight answer, go, nah, we're a bunch of nuts. So we have fun with it.
Right.
And that's basically what the initiation is now. It's where it should be. Mm-hmm. But their biggest purpose that day is they go out on a civic project somewhere. And like I said, this year was Burdett Park. They went out and built tables for the park out there. So that was their initiation. You got to get some hands on. This is what the club does. We work. So.
So what's your favorite part about being a club member?
I think, like I said before, I just enjoy the people.
The people.
I mean, like, you know, I sit down here with these guys, and I'm not on this committee, but I probably will be, and we're old members, and we kind of swap war stories, and we laugh and kid around. But then if somebody says, hey, we got to go do something, we jump up and go do it.
Nice.
And it's the people. I do. I enjoy the members. And, you know, I mean, we don't have, somebody said something about, well, do you have cliques? I said, well, you go to a meeting, and I sit with the same group of guys all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody who's on that side of the table would come and sit in the middle of us, he's part of our group. So it's not real. No, it's not a clique. We don't have, I mean, they don't last, and that's not teamwork. Cliques are not teamwork. But it's just a group of guys who, you know, everybody associates with everybody. I mean, everybody gets along. I mean, I'm not going to say there's never been any conflicts. We're human beings, but basically everybody, you know, everybody's friendly with everybody in the club. And if a member comes down the street and he needs something, he hollers, I need some guys to do this. People follow him. You know, they all pitch in and do it. It's a team effort. Like I said, it's the Wee Club. We're like a football team. You can have a great quarterback, but he has no line, he's no good. If there's no defense from stopping the other team from scoring, he's still not going to win.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he has to have a team, and that's what we are. I mean, we have leaders that we respect, and some people are maybe can do a job better, but they don't flaunt it. What they're doing is they're just showing us the way. Then everybody in there does it as a group and gets it done. Does that answer that question?
Yeah. What's your favorite memory of being a part of this nut club?
Well, you said that a while ago. Well, like I said, when getting involved with the Special Kids Day is my best memory. I guess, you know, I remember going back, and I used to enjoy when we take people off of Delta Queen and people from all around the country and talking to them and asking questions and give them kind of funny answers and stuff. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed when we went down and built the Habitat House. We built a Habitat House probably faster than anybody because we had the skilled labor.
Right.
You know, this we had an electrician, we had a bunch of guys doing this, and, you know, carpenters doing this, roofers doing this. So, you know, there's a lot of good memories like that overall. That, you know, we just had the good times. You know, it's always just been you know, the guys go out and we work and we have fun, but our work is serious. I mean, we're serious about our job and we get it done, but we're like a bunch of, I mean, we're like little kids. We're out playing around, but yet we're not. We're adults. I mean, we're downside. We just enjoy it. We just enjoy what we're doing, which makes it not a job.
Yeah. So you've been talking about stuff outside of the Fall Festival. What all does that incorporate? Like, other than the Fall Festival, what do nut clubbers do?
Well, we put on the Easter egg hunt every year.
Right.
We put on Easter egg hunt. Then we'll do a spring project. And every now and then we're asked to pitch in and help on something. I remember when they had the tornado went through, it was at West Park out there, a long time ago, destroyed
yeah.
that. Nut Club went out there and spent about a week of members on our own cleaning that place, help clean up, picking up trash and moving stuff and going through mementos, getting rid of a lot of stuff. That was a good memory too, because, you know, you go out there and you were humbled, because, I mean, you know, here's these people who've lost everything.
Yeah.
And it felt good to be able to go out there and just help them clean the place up. That was a very fond memory.
Yeah.
We'll be getting involved with things like that. I mean, but the only real big projects is our Easter egg hunt. And then, well, we do our Santa Land down here every year. I don't know if you're aware of that. In
yeah,
December, we do the Santa
yeah.
Land every year. And that draws a lot of kids. And there again, you know, people go out to the mall and it costs them money. They come down here, we'll say, you know, you want to give us a donation? Fine. If you don't, we don't care. It's no big deal. Then we'll give the kids, we'll have cookies and hot cocoa for them. That's part of giving back to the community for what they're down here giving to us. It's our way of giving back.
Can you describe how the Nut Club came to exist?
Well, it was basically a bunch of businessmen on the west side, and we're like, you'd have a local merchants association, and these guys decided to get together and form a little club, and it was a group of guys that it had, like I said, businesses here. Then they started a little bit of a festival as something as a, over and above what they were doing to promote Franklin Street, and it just kind of grew from there. Just like I said, the model was from a little acorn, a great oak grew, and it just got enormous on there.
So I know this is an all-male club. Do you think the club will ever open up to female group members?
You know, that's been talked about like that, and me and another member down there were talking. You know, it's not that we're not letting females in, but what a lot of people don't realize is, you know, and I would doubt it, because I don't think a lot of women would want to join the club for what, you know, they don't do the hammer and nails. But what a lot of people don't realize is our wives are the backbone a lot of times of this club. We're down here working, and we need paperwork or something done. Our wives are back here doing it for us. So even though we don't have an auxiliary, we do. So the women really are involved in this. Just not out, and they'll go, you know, like my wife, if I had something to do this week at home, paperwork, she'd do it. You want to go down there? She'd say, nah, you go down there and play with the boys. But the women are a very, very big integral part of our club getting things done. Right. So it's not that it's a prejudice thing. It's just that, I mean, it's just a, but if there's 400 guys, I mean, it's just, you know, it's just like my wife's in a quilting club. I'm not going to join a quilting club, but I'll support her what she wants to do. Mm-hmm. So we really, like I said, the wives are very supportive on this. So they're, and they have kind of their own little quiet auxiliary, because a bunch of the Nut Club wives have a booth down here. They're in like a Civitan group. They formed a little group, but they're our mainstay. I mean, we need them. They're a big help to us.
What about minority groups?
We have. This is a tough question. We just took a young man in this year who's a minority. We've had a couple people in here who are like from Puerto Rico and Mexico. There is no law against anybody. But our bylaws state, in order to get belong to Nut Club, you have to live or work west of Fulton Avenue in this area. And in my years of practice, I have never seen a active discrimination. Nobody's applied, and I guess we could go out there and holler, and somebody going to say, "Well, won't you let us in?" Well, if you fit in the guidelines of what our club, because we're a local West Side club. We're not citywide. Right. We're just in this part of town. I have never seen anybody rejected for any reason like that.
All right.
I have seen somebody who was a couple people who applied who maybe their past history would not made them a good member or something. But no, on the prejudice, no. And like I said, we just got Matt Dickerson just came in, like, and he's a screw. He's a nice guy, a real nice guy. In fact, you ask him, he'd tell you the same thing, I'm sure.
What else about the Nut Club is important for people to know?
Well, I think the biggest thing they need to know is that, and a lot of people realize, is that the bottom line is that what we're doing for the community. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody looks, oh, those guys party. But, you know, if they look at all the money that we have put in back into this community over the years, and our bylaws state we have to put all the money back in each year.
Right.
Because we're nonprofit organization. And I think they should look at all the projects we've done and the help we've done. And I think we earn a lot of respect around here, and a lot of in the city we carry a lot of respect for what we do for the community, because we're a community organization. We do the community.
All right. Well, that's all the questions I have. Do you have any questions for me or anything else?
Nope. And if you quote it and you say something, I'm going to straight. I'm going to tell you this is a different person here. See, that's a Nut Club member. But no, I appreciate it, and I hope I answered your questions for you. And like I said, I know there can be some pointed, but we are just very non-biased. I mean, we're just anybody. I mean, welcome. We like the people, we like everybody, and we like to help everybody if we can. So it just does it.